Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Flats and Shanks podcast. I am Conrad Shanklin.
And I am David Lancelot Flatman. Tommy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a comrade, because comrade.
Why comrade?
Comrade. You're watching Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah, I haven't started that yet.
Yeah.
Thing is, I haven't got Sky at the moment. But I've got a Sky Go app on my iPad Mini, but it feels... Can I watch that stuff on my laptop? Because I can't get...
Yeah, you can.
Sky Go. Oh, I can't find Sky Go app on my laptop. Yep. I'm useless, mate, at that.
Yeah, there is. It's all there, mate. It's all there. You can do it. No
problem
at all.
Can I watch Game of Thrones on my laptop as well?
Yeah. Mate, you can do loads of stuff on your laptop these days, mate. Excel, PowerPoint.
If people only knew, every time I've got to use my laptop, I have to restart it. I don't know my iCloud password. I can't get into anything. I can't even access my own photographs.
If people only knew not to wear Ukrainian underwear, because Chernobyl drop off.
I thought you might stick one of those in, excuse the pun, last week, but you never.
Yeah, I forgot it, that's why. It's really good, though. Really enjoyed it. First episode. Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. You don't really want to work at a nuclear power plant after that. Well, you don't anyway,
I watched that because I was intending to.
You will like it, Dave. And I know you. I'd like to think I know you pretty well by now. I know what you like, what you dislike.
Yeah.
What you need.
Yeah.
Your needs. So... turns you no anyway that's really good, so fire into it, everyone. I need a new series now. I really do.
Is it better than Das Boot?
Did you watch all that?
No, I haven't even started it.
Oh, that's good as well. Yeah, I need something new in my life.
Okay.
I'll tell you what,
feel like I'm running out. Yeah,
I tell you what I did have new in my life this weekend. White mead in the Forest of Dean. Now, I thought I was going somewhere in Monmouth. That's all I was told, because I didn't book it. But it was actually Wayne Barnes territory. Really good, mate. Bit like Centre Parks. Had little chalet with jacuzzi out back on veranda.
Oh, so white mead's a place, not a drink?
Yeah. You can drink mead there if you want. I mean, my mead of choice was vodka and... I want to say diet lemonade, but I think it was just lemonade. But didn't have a hangover. So,
yeah,
I won. I beat the system. But it's good. Went stay in chalets there. Went for a couple of nights. A load of other guys went with us. Loads of kids. And when you take other kids with you away, you don't have to play with them, do you?
No, exactly. It's genius, isn't it?
I mean, that essentially is why you are inviting me down to your place down south. Not for my company, but just because it'll entertain.
Do you know what, fella?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Shall I be honest with you, boy?
Be frank. I'll be Peggy.
I'll be frank. You be Peggy. I am not inviting you to Devon, to my luxurious 9-bedroom holiday home / ex-council house, worth less than Tom's car. But I'm not inviting you down for that because my kids are... they're pretty close to zero maintenance.
Yeah.
They are just completely relaxed children and they just sort themselves out and we do loads of cool stuff and it's easy.
Yeah. No, I know I wasn't joking, but I just wanted you to say it.
No, you were. I know, but it hit a nerve. hit a nerve. and you know what? You want the truth? I get lonely at night. So I look forward to having you there. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
You've been there before, obviously, but yeah, in like the kids' room, it's a genius bit of design. In the kids' room, you've got bunk beds, but the bunk beds are just a little bit wider than normal, so they can accommodate like a 1.5 width mattress, like a mini double mattress almost.
That's all I need.
And under the bed, well, you've got your own bed. You've got a spare room. It's 32 bedrooms, but you know that. But under the bed, there's another one that slides out, so you can actually fit 6 kids in the little kids' room.
Not that you want to, but easily could. You're right.
No. God, no. Yeah. Or just store meat in there or whatever.
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, anyway, our kids had a good time. Bought a little barbecue with me, a small one, £10 from Asda. Put a load of charcoals in there. Lovely.
Well done.
I don't get this, though, because you know I got a mate called Bubs. He bought a barbecue like that because he's a magpie. So he'll magpie anyone's idea, basically.
Yeah.
But he bought a little £10 barbecue, right? And it's a little circular one, sits on the floor, just resting off the floor, little lid. But he put a disposable barbecue inside it.
What?
I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. And then he started nicking everyone's charcoals. Then he nicked one of my lump wood light in a bag jobbies. And he used a whole bottle of lighter fluid because his charcoals weren't light. They were wet. They must have been, I think they were fake charcoal. Anyway, but bit of a...
What's he playing at?
Yeah. A swim in there, go-karting, slash on a tennis court, a little car. But fun, mate. Loads of fun. Yeah. So that's been my weekend. Watched a bit of rugby, went to the bar like a lad with the lads. A couple of pints, watched that. God. Heineken Cup, Champions Cup. I don't know what it's called now.
I think it's called the Heineken Champions Cup.
That's the one.
Should we just call it the Heineken Cup because we own our own podcast?
Let's just call it, the Heineken Cup.
It's Heineken Cup, isn't it? It's Heineken the Ash Cup, they call it in France. Not allowed to say Heineken, are they?
All right.
So that's what you've been up to, is it?
Yeah, fella boy. What have you been up to?
Oh, don't ask.
I know where you were today.
Where then?
Well, you were down Kent Way, weren't you? Picking the kids up.
Would you call me?
Clark.
Yeah, what am I like? I mean, look, we did a podcast. I was really excited when we did the last podcast because I was going out with Ollie Barkley that night for a few beers in bar, a couple of casuals, and his mate, who I know a bit better these days, Rolfie, who's everyone just says is world's loveliest man. So really looking forward to that. Saw Rolfie in the co-op the day before, and then he goes, looking forward to tomorrow night. I said, yeah. I said, still time. He goes, Ollie definitely nailed on? And I said, well, yeah, but there's still time for him to pull out. Anyway. He pulled out. I had a night in. It was fine. Relaxed. But I watched quite a lot of the Liverpool game against Barcelona, which was just, do you know what, mate? Do you know what, boy?
Yeah.
Fella, it was almost as, I was almost as excited about that as I was Pinsent Redgrave, whatever many years ago. I was out my little seat. I was. Mm. Absolutely blooming loved it. But the next night, I had my mate Baz Barrett and my mate Matt Chileski. Baz and Chewy, the blooming lads, came over. So Baz and Chewy come round. Chewy brings me the little plant with soil in it. It's real, which means it'll be dead within 2 weeks. But Baz, what does Baz bring? Welsh lad. Sweet
beers.
FA Cup semi-finals, mate. Not even beers, nothing. Bought himself.
I hope he bought the banter and the chat. I don't
mind. He asked me for £10 for diesel when he arrived as well. Unbelievable. Anyway, I knew the lads were coming over. So all I did was I knocked out a quick 10-hour pork shoulder on the Traeger. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Got the pork baps going, homemade slaw with a little kick to it. Just lovely stuff. Some soy roasted broccoli.
Do you put apple in your slaw?
Of course I do, boy.
Don't.
Of course I do, lad.
Don't.
Yeah, love it.
Don't.
Apple and chili.
Don't.
Do you know what else you put in slaw that's really good?
Cabbage.
I was trying to think of something fruity then.
Like carrot.
I'm just trying to sell you down the river. Lovely meal, and it was just a good lads night in. A few beers, bit of footy, both all completely naked because it was bloody full on, heating up, sweating in between pork baps, supersetting it with, you know, close grip push-ups, 7 sets of 15 each every minute on the minute. Chewy kept trying to bite my neck. Like Baz was coming out the loo as I walked in, ended up in a full-on brawl just because we're both naked and aggressive. And it was just one of those nights, you know, and just a lad's night in. And we were thinking the Liverpool game was the game. That was the one. That was the daddy. About an hour into the Spurs game, we're like, typical. We've booked a night of the blimmin' lads. And to go mad, we're absolutely mental. And we've got the dud game. And then what happened? What happened, Tomos?
Tell you what happened, mate. Injury time goal in the sixth minute. That's what happened.
Mate. It was mad. Robbie Savage, wasn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. But you're so happy for Tottenham, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tottenham-Liverpool final. Who's going to win that? Who's your money on?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool. Same.
Especially after finishing second, I think.
I know. I'm gutted, actually. I love City because Vincent Kompany plays and Raheem Sterling. I love watching those boys and Aguero. But they reckon I really want Liverpool to win it.
They reckon City possibly could be the best Premiership team that we've seen. Maybe.
Arsenal.
I mean, last week, I upset a few people by saying that have Liverpool ever won the league? I know they have. They won it back, I think, in 1991. But I was trying to be funny, all right? It didn't work. Backfired.
Yeah, I thought it worked. I thought it was good. I thought it was a decent fella.
Oh, so a nice night with the lads then, with a bit of footy.
Yeah, blimmin' night the blimmin' lads. I saw a mate, Tom Robinson, good old mate of mine up in the Cotswolds. He lives in a bit of a dump up there, so I went and braved that, took my stab vest. I went to a little pub in Sapperton. That was nice. Now, on Saturday night, I'll tell you what I did on Saturday night in a sec. It's Sunday night here, folks. And on Saturday night, I was at a dinner in Somerton in Somerset. And I sat next to a bloke called Dean. Now, Dean was late because he arrived at the dinner. And as he arrived with his wife, his lovely wife, paramedic, really enjoyed her company. He got a phone call saying someone has crashed into your car back at home. So he was there. He was driving them in his wife's car. He went back and a woman had been driving along with her baby, reached back to do something with her baby, taken her eyes off the road, smashed into his car, probably written his car off, flipped her car in the street. Horrendous. Everyone's all right. Baby's fine. He arrives an hour and a half later, Big Dean. As I'm leaving, he says, by the way, I listened to the podcast. I love the podcast. And he says, you know, the bit at the beginning, what you've been up to, it's basically you telling everyone how many miles you've driven. And he's like, you can skip that bit, mate. You know, you're not a hero. People do more miles than you.
Yeah, true.
So for Dean, I say this, okay? The kid's mummy was away with two friends from Bath in Saint-Tropez this weekend. Still is. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Saint-Tropez. Why not, right? Why not? So I've got the kiddies, no problem, except I'm speaking on Friday night at the annual HSBC Rugby Club dinner in Beckenham. So I've got to be there about half an hour after the children finish school in Bath. No way around it. Don't have any family down here. Working all weekend. Right. I ring the school and say, can the kids have a day off? Yes, they can. Party time. So I have to drive to East Kent, to where my parents live, which is a long way away. Drop the kids off, then drop the kids off, then drive back to Beckenham, where I do a dinner, finish up about midnight, kip in a hotel, meet my kids at the London Eye with my parents, do the London Eye in Saturday morning, straight back in the car. 4-hour drive to Somerton in Somerset because I said I would because I'm a great guy. The reason I'm at the dinner is because Deborah Meaden sent me a DM. Deborah Meaden from Dragon's Den, I'm name dropping, sent me a DM on Twitter and said, my husband Paul saw you at an event, likes you, love to speak at dinner. Any chance you come down and support it means loads to him. I ended up sitting next to Deborah all night. What a blimmin' lovely lady. Mm. Absolutely loved her. We're like best soulmates now. And she loves horse riding and I just pretended to all night and talked about, you know, Steve, my horse. It was lovely. But long story short, my mum at home had my kids, my little brother, who's wheelchair bound and all that, and he's a lovely bloke, but pretty hard work. My two kids and two other grandkids, and she's 70 years old. So I was like, what do I do? Do I have a lie-in at this little B&B in Somerton, as was the plan, have a few pints and have a lie-in? Or do I get in the car now, having driven 4 hours to get here, speak at this dinner to raise money for this rugby club? Do I get in my car at 11:30 and drive back to Kent? And the answer, my boy, is yes, I do, to help my mum. So I got to bed about 3:00 and at 7:00 this morning, I was up, had a full day with the kids, going nuts all day, had my face painted a couple of times in makeup and just drove 4 hours back to Bath. And here we are. So I'm a hero, but I'm also destroying the environment.
Who was that guy's name?
Big Dean.
But I'm with Big Dean, mate. Don't go through it again. Cheers.
Anyway, what I meant was, so Friday, the route I took, normally you go M4, M25, M26, M20, but anyway, yeah, you get it. I get it. I'm a great guy, and I love to help out. On Friday night, the HSBC dinner was with Haskell.
How was it?
So I said to him, look, he's epic, mate. So I said to Haskell, look, it's us two, but it's me Q&A-ing you. And it's, by the way, he turned up thinking HSBC, formal event. I said, no, mate, he gets out a three-piece suit, or a smart suit and a tie. I said, no, mate, this lot are all spewing by about half eight. They're absolute monsters. It's a proper local rugby club. It just happens to be the HSBC team.
Yeah.
Loosey goosey. They had Justin Harrison and Ugo last year. They said they had to pour Justin into a taxi at half two in the morning.
Oh, that's a big bloke as well. Fold loosey him up goose. Into that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he ain't getting a Prius. So it's loose as you like. Because it was Haskell, I said to him, look, they'll introduce us both. Let me go up for 5 minutes on my own and have a bit of fun with all the lads I know here and rip into a few of the bell ends that play there. And let me do that. And then you come up because I know I'm not going to get a word in. And that's exactly how it worked. So I spoke for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And went home an hour later. It was great.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, really enjoyed
talking
it.
Talking of spewing, mate, I had a sneaky one on Saturday.
Shut up.
On Friday even.
Shut up.
Saturday morning. Yeah. Someone bought this wine and it didn't sit well with me. And I went to bed about 12. And then 2 hours later, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to go here. Not through, I thought I'd eaten something bad, but I think it was a dodgy red wine. But really, I can't remember the last time I was. It was aggressive as well. And because I wasn't ill, I was trying to video myself to do it, but I couldn't get my phone out in time. But I tell you what though, mate. On a plus side, really good ab workout. Really yeah. good. Really good. Yeah, much better excellent. Than doing like 50 diamonds at the end of my session. That's diamond sit-ups, yeah. guys.
Gotcha. So, I don't know what a diamond sit-up is, but yeah.
So. Yeah, no. Really happy with it.
Oh, excellent. Oh, well done, Phil. And it gets a bit of weight off, doesn't it?
Yeah, tiny bit. You know, I felt like I just had a free meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, empty calorie. That's perfect. Waste of money. So, look, let's just... Look. The Challenge Cup final happened on Friday night.
Hold on, Dave. We need a break, okay? Let's have a break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So look, rugby. The Challenge Cup happened on Friday night. Two French teams, Clermont won. La Rochelle had the better supporters. Clermont played better. Should we move on to Saturday?
I just think we'd just talk about the power of Clermont against La Rochelle. Driving.
Because La Rochelle have got a lot of power.
Driving line out from 22. It's quite big, isn't it? Benjamin Kayser crying. Benjamin Kayser crying.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, mate. It's a challenge cup.
I'm not just glossing over it because I've won that competition and it was one of the best days of my life.
It's the challenge cup. It's not the main cup. Come on.
The game on Saturday was just so... Oh, yeah, I saw what you mean, crying about it. But it's emotional. But the game on Saturday was so brutal.
Damien Penaud was brilliant again, just for Clermont. I just got to mention him. He was fantastic through the Six Nations. Again, he was phenomenal.
Here's what I say to you. He's currently the best player in France, and he's 11 years old.
I think I'd probably go with that as well. Morgan Parra went off early, didn't he?
Miniature man. He looks like a little lollipop, isn't he?
He is. But yeah, okay. Let's crack on with the main one, shall we? Now, we both said, didn't we, last week that we're picking Saracens. We just said they'd probably be too physical. And were we right? Or were we right?
Cool.
I saw a little clip on social media. I also watched it in the game, but it was just about the Saracens' defence. So Conan, first of all, gets upended by Lazowski. And then Leinster come back and try and flash back left. So they try and go back the other way after that tackle. And Sexton gets mullered by Cruz. Now, that was brilliant Saracens' defence. But what I will say to you there is Leinster were so close to getting that right. They were so close to getting on the outside of Saracens' end because Saracens blitzed on both sides. And it was just fine margins. It was a great tackle, don't get me wrong, a massive tackle. They drove them back like 20 metres with both tackles. But, you know, Leinster, it was just that extra sort of, I don't know, half a yard that Sexton needed. And I think he could have put Ringrose and maybe Lama in on the left-hand side. So very close. And you went, I think it was like 38, 39 minutes, nearly a full half, where it was just 10-0 to Leinster.
Yeah. And I thought, oh God, Saracens are, they're not at it. They're not quite at it. And then Billy Vunipola kicked into gear. Brad Barrett, mate. I mean, Barrett and Lazowski in the midfield. Brad Barrett is just, because the thing is, that people know exactly what's coming. And he's an old dog. And he's not as quick as he was and all that stuff. And it's like he still is just punching over that gain line. The all lads the are top internationals, you know, and they can't stop him making ground. And Lazowski, I thought, straightened up beautifully, defended brilliantly and aggressively.
He's been, I think, my player of the year, really, for Saracens. He's really fitted into that 13 role. Him and Will Skelton, I think, he just goes about his business. And he doesn't get all the big headlines that some of the other players get, but he's just become so important, I think, to Saracens in that midfield because Brad Barrett's going to be the 12, right? And they've had Marcel Bosch there for a bit. They've experimented a few times at 13, but he is the man at 13, I tell you.
Yeah. Brad's the skipper. Brad's the leader. And, you know, just quietly, George Cruz, 27 tackles, I think it was.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, jeepers, man. And Marrow. Marrow's so destructive. And like, lucky not to get in trouble for that hit, I thought, when the bloke didn't hit the floor yet from memory. But just at the breakdown, he's just a nause. He's everywhere. Doesn't get tired. Powerful, aggressive, you know.
Yeah, if you talk about him and you've talked about Brad Barron, we've talked about Lazarski, but then you just go all through that team, mate. Liam Williams. Yeah, Liam Williams, that jamming in tackle, I think on Ringrose, gets back up, turnover ball. Phenomenal. That's a trophy-winning hit. It is, but they're all so good in the contact area. They're so streetwise in everything they do.
And,
you know, you talk about these star players that they've got, you know, the Vunipolas, Farrells, but they're just worth their weight, mate. You pay them what you want because you know you're going to get quality performances out of them. Billy Vunipola off the back of that scrum, like, you know, I don't know anyone else that can score that try. Maybe Will Skelton if he played
maybe. Maybe Louis Picamol, maybe, but maybe even not.
Nah,
but
he wouldn't be that explosive, mate, I don't think. He's strong.
That's four professional defenders.
Yeah, professional defenders, mate. They're also Heineken Cup winners as well. You know, they're not professional. They're the top professionals. They're one of the best teams in the world.
Best teams in the world, yeah. And, you know, we watch all the test matches as well, obviously. And I can't remember seeing a test match this year, or in the last 12 months,
It was a test match.
For me, I guess you watch Ireland beat the All Blacks a little while back. That was a hell of a test match. But this, for me, this was as punchy as that. I mean, this was, I didn't see, you know, for example, anything in the Six Nations that was as brutal as that and as physical as that. It was just savage.
Well, because they're so good, both teams, right? They don't make many mistakes either. So it's just, you knew it was going to be a tight game. There's never going to be sort of 40, 30 points because both teams are too good defensively. And they don't make mistakes. And most tries come from mistakes, you know, either poor kicks, dropping passes, turnovers. So, I mean, 20 points to 10 is a real fair result for that game. You look at what went on in that game, that is the difference, 20 points to 10. 10 points is the difference between those two teams.
Yeah, and when... So, Mako...
What about their hands from Farrell quickly?
Oh, man, I know.
But I know. Alex Goode coming in, and it's obviously pre-called, you know, because you don't put your hands up like that. You know, it's a he's come in, he's slotted in at 10, and he's put his hands, he sold it very well, Alex Goode, but he knows what's coming. That's not just the scrum half, whoever it was, it might have been Spencer, just throwing a miss pass because he thought, you know, they've pre-called that. And
training ground stuff, lad.
That is the one of the best catch and passes you'll see.
Yep. And they lose the props. They lose Mako, who's...
Yeah, why did they lose both? Well, why did they lose both, Dave?
Well, both got injured at the same time.
Oh, is that why?
Bad luck. Yeah, yeah. So they bring on, and you hear, and it's like, oh, no, you know, they're sort of bringing on these guys. Actually, they're bringing on Vincent Cock, who is the better tight head, is the better player, actually, overall. And they're bringing on Baz Barrington, who can't do what Mako can do, because no one can. But what Baz gives you is you've got a good engine. He gets around. He gets in the way when he has to. And your set piece is very, very rarely going to struggle against anyone when Baz is on the field, because he's just a lump.
Yeah.
He's just a big, strong, strong bloke. And actually, I think, well, okay, they've lost a bit around the park, but set piece, they've lost nothing. They've actually, he's a better scrummager than Mako. So a stronger scrummager. So I thought, actually, they haven't lost that much. And so it proved. And I thought Kean Healy was immense. He had immense carries. I thought he was
unlucky
fantastic.
Not to score. I mean, that could have been a try. If the ref had said any reason why, I can't know what a try would have been a try. But you don't know. Only he would know. And I think it did look, because we've played the game, you know, it did look like it probably did touch the ground before it sort of goes into George Cruz's body. But that's just the way it is, mate.
That's what it is, fella.
We talked a lot, haven't we, about and we talked a lot about James Lowe and what a player he's been for Leinster. You know, they've signed really well. He's been phenomenal for all year. But I have to say, what I did love was, I think it was Liam Williams's sort of first touch on the ball, bang off the right, steps inside Lowe, just gone.
Yeah, see ya.
I mean, that is a quality player there. We talked about James Lowe. Liam Williams, another level. He is another level. It's just, you look at the Skelton, you know, this time last year, massive bloke. He's probably lost 20 kg, hasn't he? And he was everywhere on that field.
What they've got out of him, it says, you know what? It says more about their environment than any other player says about their environment. Yeah. He's the best lock in the Prem.
What I did like...
He's the best lock, I reckon. He's just brilliant.
I'm liking a lot of stuff today, but I've done it all day, really, on like Facebook and Twitter, just been liking stuff.
So you are here for likes, didn't you?
Liam Williams celebrate. First thing he does is just run straight up into Billy Vinopola's arms.
Yeah.
Love
nice,
that. Yeah, obviously close. Lions tours, but you know, it was just a nice moment. Then we see the Tiki Tiki Tonga war cry. We didn't have one of them when we played at Sarries, did we?
No.
Do you know what I wanted to do? And I just thought people would just call me a knob. I got loads of old photos of me, you know, the team knob. Photos of me when I was at Saracens, like with really rubbish hair, looking like a choir boy. I've got like four of them. I was going to post four photos of me saying, you know, like, paved the way for this team, haven't I? Well done, Sarries.
Yeah. Foundations laid. You are welcome.
I thought people who don't know me probably just think I was arrogant when I'm not.
The people who did know you'd think you're arrogant.
I'll do it if you do it. I'll do it if you do it.
I'm not doing it. As I said, because I can't be. I can't.
I'll do you then as well.
All right, cheers, boy.
Thanks.
As I said from the start of the season, I still say Saracens for the Prem as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Chiefs have got it in to beat him. Danny Cipriani's got it in to beat anyone.
Yeah, they have. There's not weaknesses, mate, in that Sarries team. When they're up for it, which is the majority of the time, there aren't weaknesses. I'm sorry, there's none.
Yeah,
there isn't.
What
they've got the best 10. They've got the best 10 in the Northern Hemisphere, possibly the world, possibly. And they're just a tight knit unit with an unbelievable culture. You can see that. And I know people. I know every team has a great culture, but not as good as this, I'm afraid. I don't buy that.
Interviews afterwards, George Cruz interviews, was he man of the match? I can't remember, but he said, we love each other. We properly love each other. And that means we fight harder. And then Brad Barrett interviewed and he said, you know what? It's not about the end result. It's about the organisation. It's not just about the team.
Yeah.
It's about doing it right. And then, you know, just that's, they mean it. They actually mean it. It's about the whole organisation, everyone at the club. And you're like, they properly mean this
stuff.
That's
great. That's the third time Brad Barrett has captained Saracens to European victory. And I don't think anyone else has done it. You know, that's big amazing. Lol. No.
Two. What a player. John O2. What a player. I mean, Christ.
I know.
Remember years ago.
Leo Cullen too.
When he first came over, the polar bear, when Brad Barrett first came over,
looks like me, but
we had Butch James at fly half for Bath. We're going through the Saris team. We're playing that week, playing away against Saris. And they said, right, they got this guy called Brad Barrett. Does anyone know him? And Butchie's a lovely bloke. Like, this is going to make him sound like a dick. He's not. He's such a nice man. And he goes, yeah, I know him. I know him from home. And he goes, boys, where's he playing? He said, 12. Boys, this is good for us. Like, it's good for us. So all day. He goes, all day we'll be playing at him. Mm. Yeah, we don't need to worry about him. And I remember Butch doing like a show and go. So he's really flamboyant show and go. Yeah. And Brad hit him so hard. It was like, it was horrible, mate. And that was before Brad was known. Like, it was his first season.
Yeah.
And before anyone knew him. And it was like, and after the game, he was battering everyone. It was hilarious. Like, it was, he looked completely different than Brad. Almost unrecognizable.
Mm.
Not unrecognizable, but looked really, really different. Because he just wasn't battered then. And he's younger than him. After the game, I'd walk past Butch and I said, yeah, Barrett's crappin' he went, yep, awful, just like I said. boys, terrible player. Always said it, boys.
Wouldn't give in.
Yeah, wouldn't give in. Terrible player. Yeah, man of the match. He dominated. Yeah.
So, yeah, Saracens to win the Premiership as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm off to Loch Lomond tomorrow with James Metcalf from Diageo.
Oh, wicked.
2 days of golf. Cannot wait. One night, just your play in the morning, tomorrow, play in the morning, Tuesday back. Love it. Mega excited.
Oh, you would love that sort of stuff. I mean, it sounds like hell to me, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Worst 2 days ever. But
I'll probably have some stories after that. You know what Metty's like? Metz.
Oh, Metters.
Metcon.
Metcon. Oh, he's...
Metamorph.
He's a vegan. I mean, he's a very hairy chest.
Metatron. Anyway, yeah.
He's got a step where he stops shaving at the bottom of his neck and his chest starts. He's got a step, hasn't he? Sort of wig and wedge.
Told me you played 10. I laughed and then he showed me a photo.
What?
He does, yeah.
Oh my God. Mind you said a goody.
Yeah. yeah, very good.
right, fella.
Okay, good fella boy. Yeah. All right.
Well done, boy.
Chat soon. Right,
happy Easter, yeah?
All right.
Hope you get all the presents you want. Ta-ra.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.